You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hi, welcome back to Wake Up Tucson. And then Leo Garcia from Leo Garcia Services. This is Christy Simone with Christy Simone Services, and you're on Wake Up Tucson. Lara Yacobucci Paris is here. She's with Not Just a Bed.
More Than a Bed.
More Than a Bed, which is helps foster kids.
It does. It provides essential items for foster, kinship, and adoptive families. So all kids get a new bed. They get school supplies, toys, whatever they need to welcome a new child into their family at no cost to the family, so they can just come and shop for whatever they need.
She is also the dynamic leader of Tucson Action Dog League of America.
Tucson Action Team.
Action Team.
Or, he put so many more words
in
there.
I know. Or TAT, as we call it.
TAT.
Oh, wow.
You got to get a tat that says tat.
Tat. I went down to the tat shop and got a tat.
Mark Van Buren's here from, I don't know if you know this, Rochester, New York.
Rochester.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. I don't have an accent, though.
Yeah.
I don't.
Get out of town. remember, this is the summer to remember here on Wake Up Tucson. July 17th is our trivia night happy hour at the Short Rest Tavern at Tucson Games and Gadgets. Please join us for that 5:30 start. Lara has a Tucson Action Team dog party.
Dog party on July 13th.
At Corbett's.
Starting at 4:30 on...
Off of 5th and 4th there?
On 6th and 7th.
6th.
Close.
It was close. 4th and 5th, 6th
yeah.
and 7th.
And then... the whole month of July, if you bring a toy down to main event that's worth $5.
Is that a hair place?
No, that's M-A-N-E.
Oh, sorry.
This is M-A-I-N.
Oh.
Main event. You haven't been.
What is it?
It's bowling. It's laser tag. It's an arcade. It's a bar. It's a restaurant.
Was the Park Place?
No, it's on I-19 in Irvington. It's so fun.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
place.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the place.
If you bring a toy, $5 or more, you get an hour of gameplay for free.
Very nice.
All July. Christmas in July.
There you go. Do they have Space Invaders?
They have centipedes.
She's thinking.
You know
Donkey Kong. They got Donkey Kong.
I go there so often. I'm like a kid again.
There you go.
I've got a bunch of crap off to like 1,800
tickets.
She goes
to main event, and then she gets a beer at Ojos Locos. And
no. It's in the same parking lot, though.
Ooh.
But I remember what you said about that place, so now I'm like,
yeah, it's nasty.
Is he throwing a monkey wrench in?
No, always.
Monkey wrench. That's his new nickname, Monkey Wrench.
I think
wrench.
So. I like it. A new moniker.
I approve. Before we continue on, one more thing. Remember, August 17th, Saturday night, it's our fundraiser to support Southern Arizona Honor Flight. It's a 5:00 start. It's a mandatory RSVP pay at the door. So please let me know. I got like 30 RSVPs yesterday, which was great. So thank you. And wakeuptucson@gmail.com. $45 at the door. It includes dinner, dancing. Jim Bednarik is donating his amazing DJ services. He's going to be playing music from the 40s and the 50s. Margo's decorating it for Night at the USO. Mark's helping me with this. I appreciate your help with this. Lara's going to help me with this also. Pat Hirsch is helping us. Great team of people helping us. Please come and we got to get these guys enough money to get on a plane to go in November.
Yes.
Exactly.
I love Pat. She helps me with dog stuff all the time. She's amazing.
She is one of our super listeners and just a great citizen of Tucson.
No Absolutely. Question about that.
So yeah. Just make sure whatever you're doing is gluten free. So.
Right.
We're doing number five.
Number five, Don't Look Now, 1973, 93% on Rotten Tomatoes, Pluto TV.
I like Pluto.
Pluto. Anyway, it stars Donald Sutherland and Julie Christie. They play the couple who, unfortunately, their daughter has an accidental death in Europe. And they go over from the United States, because she was visiting relatives, and they go over to Europe and uncover some things and then meet these two sisters. And one of the sisters says that she's communicating with the daughter. And this is a very haunting, it's a suspenseful film in that, you know, you don't know what's real and what's imaginary. And it is, it really gets to you.
I didn't realize that one of the writers is Daphne Du Maurier.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look at this.
Yeah.
This is one, I think it's one of those sleepers.
Oh, it is, but it's a good one. I mean, it's a really highly rated.
Julie Christie and Donald Sutherland.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
What's your next one?
Next one up is Where am I?
What is it,
Where
Mark?
Am I? Where am I? Ordinary People, 1980, 89% on Rotten Tomato, a family drama. And this one really got to me because it has Mary Tyler Moore and Donald Sutherland are married, and they have two sons. One of them dies, and Mary Tyler Moore is just not a happy person, and they have all these conflicts because the oldest son dies, and they are she obviously that was her favorite, and so she's at odds with the younger son constantly, and Donald Sutherland's playing this guy who's trying to be the referee between the two of them, and it is really frustrating. And Judd Hirsch is in this, and he's outstanding. He plays the psychologist, and yep, he is really, really good at it. So I highly recommend the film.
If you're going to say 80s drama movie,
yep,
that was like one of, as Keith Jackson would say, one of the granddaddies.
Yep.
It has to be Ordinary People, right, Laura?
Absolutely. I mean, that's like the first serious movie I watched as a kid, and I'm like, oh, I'm so grown up now.
You are correct. You're like, I'm going to go crawl in my bed for 5 days and maybe come out later.
I wasn't a kid when this came out. It's a traumatic movie. Yeah, no, it very much is, and it's very gripping. I mean, I remember seeing it in the theater, and after it was over, I just kind of sat there and was trying to contemplate what I had just seen, and it was, because at times it was difficult to watch. I mean, Mary Tyler Moore, most of the time from her TV show and the Dick Van Dyke Show, she's a very happy-go-lucky person, and she is not in this at all.
No.
So, both Hirsch was nominated for an Oscar, but Timothy Hutton as the son won. And Timothy Hutton as the son was amazing in this.
He was great. He was really, really good.
He really did a great job. Yep. What's your next one?
Next one up is The Dirty Dozen. You've mentioned this already. 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. You can see it on Prime Video. It's like you said, Kelly's Heroes was probably first, and this one came after, and this one is action-packed, and it's got, what a cast. It's got Lee Marvin, Ernest Borgnine, Charlie Bronson, Jim Brown, John Cassavetes, Telly Savalas, George Kennedy, Robert Ryan. You know, it is just loaded with people, and it is so good. It's action-packed, and this is one of those guys who like movies movies that you can't miss. And if you haven't seen it, you really need to, because it's a sensational movie. These guys go behind enemy lines, and the basic premise of the story is he is tasked with getting these convicts out of prison. Most of them are on death row for things that they've done egregious against the army. And he takes these 12 guys and he goes into enemy territory. And the idea is to wipe out, they found out where the hierarchy of all these German generals are, and they're going to wipe out as many as they possibly can.
Oh, great movie. Laura, you're a woman. You like this movie after he said it was a guy's movie?
No.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. Well, lay it on the line, baby. Lay it on the line.
I do like the war game scene, and I like when they throw, they kick Ted Kennedy off the truck there.
Oh yeah, I also like the scene when Jim Brown is running and he has all these air vents and where all the German generals are, and he's dropping grenades in each one, and then he finally gets killed because one of the Germans.
Spoiler.
Yeah, sorry. Anyway, next one up is Without Limits. I think this one might be before your time. It's basically the story of Steve Prefontaine, who was a long-distance runner and at one time held all the American records for the 2,000, 5,000, 10,000 K races. Yep. And he was just an icon, and he went to the 72 Olympics. And what was Donald Sutherland plays his coach, and his coach is trying to get him to win, and he goes, I want to put forth my best effort. And the bottom line is, when you're running long distance like that, you don't have to be in the lead in the beginning, right? It's basically about how do you close. And he goes, I don't want to do that. He goes, don't you want to win? He goes, I want to put my best foot forward. And his idea, and he blew it at the Olympics because he led the whole race and then lost. And but tragically, at 24 years old, he was killed in a car accident.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's a very compelling story. And I was very much into track and field in those days. And I remember following Steve Prefontaine.
Do you feel bummed after this movie?
Oh, very much so.
Oh, good.
Sorry about that.
No.
But it is. But
Laura and I are going to watch this in Ordinary People with a fifth of gin apiece.
But it's also an uplifting movie because he lived his life in the 24 years he was on the planet. He lived his life and he put everything into it. And I think we've all known people like that they're so passionate about what they're doing that it doesn't matter how long they live because they got the most out of it that they possibly could. And I think that's the one inspirational thing you take away from the movie and feel good about.
I think about that about Paul Cunningham, same way.
I don't think about that at all. Sorry.
Hold on. All right. What's your next one?
My top movie is MASH, 1970. And Sutherland plays Hawkeye Pierce in this one. It's 84% on Rotten Tomatoes.
No, Alan Alda.
What's
I'm
that?
I just said no.
No, thank you. It's on Prime Video. And It is such a good movie, and it set up the series so well because all they had to do was look at all of those characters and emulate them, and I think they did, and they did a stupendous job with Alan Alda and all those guys. It was just absolutely amazing. But this movie set it up, and they were fantastic. And it was kind of funny because nobody really made the crossover into the TV series.
Yeah, only Radar.
Oh, like Radar did, but he was a minor part in the movie and turned into a little bit more than that in the series. But when you really think about it was quite amazing.
It's weird. Elliot Gould, it was a comedy drama, yep. Really commenting on Vietnam, not Korea. So, but it was right. Too close, so they made it Korea.
Right.
Right. Robert Altman, great yep. director.
Sure.
And then when you move to the TV series, it's literally most of the guys who did Hogan's Heroes moved into doing MASH.
Yeah. You're right.
So, because you'll see some of the extras in MASH are the same extras in
Hogan's Heroes.
Yep.
So. You're right.
Well, great job as always.
Thank you. It was fun.
So many to pick, right?
There really is. I mean, I left a few off the list that are just, you could just keep going and going. He did 100 films.
Yeah. I love Max Dugan Returns with Jason Robards. That's a fun movie. Mm-hmm. What was the other one I was saying here, too? It'll come back. Oh, he's in Backdraft. Oh, and then also
Backdraft was really good too because yes. he plays an arsonist in Backdraft, and he is scary. I mean, yeah. You're watching him; they're interviewing him, and he's talking about fire, like, and what happens to him when he sees the fire, and it's just like, oh my god, it's chilling,
it's creepy.
Yeah.
And then I played it early on. I had it on Facebook. He's the guy who explains the JFK assassination to Kevin Costner in JFK.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And he does
very
a great
controversial
job
film too. Very controversial.
Second spitter, as we say in Seinfeld.
Mm, look at you.
So, great job as always, my friend.
Thank you. It was fun.
I'll see you on the pickleball courts.
Indeed. Same time.
Same time.
Same station.
Same station. We don't tell anybody.
No, we don't.
Nope. So, you're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 Noise. Me and the Booch riding out the rest of the show.
Yay.
I love it.
I do too.
You're on Wake Up Tucson. 10:30 of the Voice, local news and talk. The Dan Lear's One Summer Night. This is a deep track for Alan Michaels. I like this one. A little Jay and the Americans, Some Enchanted Evening. It's me, Chris and the Booch.
Hi.
Lara Iacobucci Paris. Good morning, young lady.
How are you?
Not too bad. Tell us more about put a kid in a bed and give him some clothes or whatever this place you work at.
More than a bed.
More than a bed. That's right. I'm going to get it. Takes me a while. You know that.
So it's...
I threw a monkey wrench into her thoughts.
You did. You totally did. You totally threw me off my game right now.
DeSimone, the human monkey wrench.
The monkey wrench. Mayor or monkey wrench.
But it matters. I switch off.
Exactly. So it's...
More than a bit.
It's amazing because kids can come in there with their families. So if they're foster, adoptive, or kinship. So we find that a lot of grandparents are having to take their grandkids in right now. And if they're on a limited income, they can't go buy all new stuff for their kids. And we find that a lot of kids never even had their own bed. So every kid gets a brand new bed, and then they get everything they need to welcome them into the family. So they can really come and shop at our warehouse. So I was on the board for More Than a Bed for a couple of years. And
how did you find out about them? I mean,
okay, this is a crazy story.
This is what I want.
So I used to go to Pure Bar on Oracle and Ina.
Look at that fashion shot of yours.
I know, I'm so cute, aren't I? See, monkey wrench.
I apologize.
It's okay.
I used to be on the board.
I'm used to you now. So I started going to Pure Bar, and there was this lady named Jessica, and she would collect items for More Than a Bed. And I'm like, what's More Than a Bed? So then I learned about their mission, and I thought it was amazing.
This is the lawyer lady?
It is the lawyer lady. You know, yep. Jessica?
I'm just looking at her picture on the face. She's because you know why? She's an ESQ, just like Matt.
Oh.
She's a real ESQ, though. You're just a sexy ESQ.
Well, she was adopted.
Okay.
And so she became a adoption lawyer.
Ah.
So she was involved in this, and I became involved in this. And even though I take care of four-leggeds, I loved taking care of kids because, you know, these kids are on a bad path. Like only 2% of them go to college, not 2% of them go to college. So we have to invest in these kiddos.
Well, and again, so you have all these broken families.
Yes.
That trend is not getting better.
No.
Possibly getting worse.
Worse.
Then you throw this economy and inflation and all this stuff, which adds this unbelievably a huge amount of more stress.
Right.
On the situation. So, you know, that's why Gap Ministries, what they do with their foster kids.
Yes.
And then what you're doing to support foster families and the grandparent dynamic's huge, right?
It's huge because what happens to these kids is they just go from family to family, or they go to grandparents and then grandparents pass and then they have to go to a different family, or they try to reunify them with their biological parents, so they go back to them, and then all of a sudden they're back on drugs, so they have to go back to the foster family. It's terrible. And these kids are 5 and 6, so when they come into the warehouse, they have these sad little faces, but then they see the toy aisle and they start to light up. So each time they come in, we see a change because they shop a couple of times a month.
Okay.
For whatever they need.
Where are you guys located?
We're on First and Prince.
Right in the heart
of loveliness.
We call it Pliskin Acres.
I know. I listen to the show.
I know.
Sometimes.
Got to keep your street cred with a certain part of the population. Sometimes.
Absolutely.
morethanabed.org to find out more.
Yes. It's amazing. If you come down, I'll give you a tour of the warehouse, and it's just like a little Macy's.
All right. First and Prince, what corner are you guys on?
We are on the northwest. So there's that little car lot.
Yep, know it well.
We're right next to them.
Okay. We're hanging out with Lara Iacobucci Paris, More Than a Bed, and Tucson Action Team.
.com.
I got both of them right in the first place.
I know.
Smoothing out the runky monkey wrench. All right. Little Moody Blues bringing us in. Alan Michaels playlist. Him and Slavin went to go see Justin Hayward at the Fox earlier this week. And they took the classic Slavin, got the kick-ass pictures with Justin afterwards. So that was another Danny Zalisco. And Danny's coming back on the show later in July again. So...
And he'll be back on the show on Thursday, July 4th.
Oh, that's right. As part of our best of package.
Yeah.
At 6 o'clock.
We got good packages here at the Wake Up Tucson show. It's Lara Iacobucci Paris, Chris the Monkey Wrench, D. Simone, and you. She was just telling us the good work she does at More Than a Bed, the whole crew over there.
Yes.
And then Tucson Action Team.
Yes.
This.
So I'm saving 2-leggeds and 4-leggeds, doing the hard work of the community. But I have to tell you real quick about a concert. So,
oh, please.
I went to go see Billy Idol at AVA a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my goodness.
How's he holding up?
He, you know, when he was dancing with himself, he didn't know who he was dancing with.
So
now.
Is it Billy Idol or Joe Biden? Who's doing better? sorry to drag you into that.
But I was like, you know, when you're that, I don't know if he's that old, but he was a little lost. And I thought, have some backup singers or something.
Dancing with my nurse.
And then in October, we're going to see ELO.
Oh, nice.
I know. That's going to be kind of cool.
It's funny. I remember when the Billy Idol thing happened, and I got some sponsored Facebook thing. It says, oh, he's playing the Pepsi Arena in Flagstaff. And I'm like, we got an arena? What am I missing here?
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out to be this little crappy stage they have at the fairgrounds. And I'm like, oh, Billy. Oh, Billy, Billy, Billy. Like the Billy Baru. Billy.
Yes.
How was his guitarist? Because if it was Steve Stevens, he's usually pretty good.
Steve Stevens was on fire.
Okay. Thank God.
Oh, my God. I loved Steve Stevens back in the 80s, and I love Steve Stevens today. And I said to Mr. George Parris, I said, I'm sorry, George Parris, but I have a crush on Steve Stevens, you know, with all that leather pantry. There you go.
Monkey wrench.
Brushfire definitely knows Stephen Piercy. That's the guy from Rat. And then he said instead of white wedding, they should call it gray wedding.
Oh, yeah.
So I told this story before. So my buddy Joe, he does tech stuff for one of the big international banks, lives on Long Island, but he has to go into Manhattan twice a week to work, like work on the office kind of thing. And he takes a picture, and it was a billboard where they, because New York City is very worried about you running your car when it's not moving. And it was Billy. And it says, Billy says, don't idle your car.
Are you kidding?
There's even a commercial. We'll have to find it on YouTube. We'll play it in the next break. It'll be just magical.
Is it as good as the Matthew McConaughey Lincoln?
Nothing's as good as
no,
the McConaughey
No, nothing's
Lincoln.
As good as that. No, absolutely.
I was with my friend Laura. We're on a dream highway to Sorrento, Italy.
All right, Tucson Action Team.
Yes.
Now, what's amazing about this group that you spearhead?
Yes.
One of your big problems, I got a lot of problems with you people. One of your big problems, of course, is Puppy Mills.
Yes.
And retail outlets that use Puppy Mills.
Yes.
And of course, the outrageous financing deals to pay for your puppy.
Yes.
What? And you guys are protesting.
Yes, we're protesting.
And what's amazing is you are getting some TV time that I've never seen a group in this at this arena get. Well, so kudos to the Tucson Action Team.
Well, and we work with Speak Tucson, but Speak Tucson takes care of all the animals. We just take care of dogs. And, you know, I mean, we're doing good work, because here's the thing. You go into one of these pet stores and you say, oh, I can take that dog for $30. Little did they know that this dog has lived its life, and its mother has lived its life in a cage. We actually have a national bill right now that is trying to get passed to let the dog out of the cage for 30 minutes a day. If you have to have a law that says you need to let the dog out for 30 minutes a day,
right?
That's a problem, okay? So they get these dogs, and a lot of times they're sick, and they pay $30 a month, and then they didn't realize that it's at like 189% because they call it leases instead of loans. So if you Google puppies and predatory lending, it will blow your mind. It's like the payday loans of 10 years ago.
Puppies and predatory
lending.
It's funny, when I put PRE, the first thing that comes up is Pretzel and the Puppies TV show, and then Puppies and Pregnant Women. Okay. Predatory.
And besides, there's too many dogs. We at PAC, they had like 20 Frenchies the other day. People are getting these dogs and they can't afford the vet care, so they end up in the shelter.
So they're talking about this is from the American Humane Society.
Mm-hmm.
What a great name for the human being named Lovey Langston.
Hello. Mm-hmm. Hello, Lovey.
Lovey. Thurston.
She was, she stumbled on an online listing for a Maltese puppy.
Mm-hmm.
She was immediately captivated by the dog's beautiful face, and she decided that the pup named Ziva would be a perfect present for the family for Christmas. She met Ziva at the Petland Bel Air store in Houston. Mm-hmm. She noticed how inactive the small dog seemed. Yikes. But she still fell deeply in love with her. Ziva had a $7,000 price tag.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
Oh, yeah. Go to any of the pet stores here and see the prices. And they're not purebred dogs. They're like something poo or malty poo or cava poo or...
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, in the end, you're better off having a multi-breed.
Yeah.
That's not from those people I'm
talking
about.
Right. No, right.
So check this one out. Petland offered financing. They signed her up for multiple loans.
Right.
Because they couldn't find one company to... do the 7,000.
Right.
Is that what we're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
One had a outstanding, I got to get the screen button for this one ready, 133.99% interest rate.
Right.
We kept it the 99 so we wouldn't say 134% interest rate. So I will tell you that the Corleone family never loan sharked at 134%.
I know.
El Chapo does not do loan sharking at 134%.
I know. And what they're doing is they're preying on seniors who want companion animals.
Yeah.
And it's really just disgusting. So it's bad for the animal. It's bad for the people. It's bad for everybody. So
you have driven the Petland guy here crazy enough that he actually showed up on camera, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
That he's just a simple supplier of puppies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When you saw what he said on the air, what was your response to something like that?
Well, here's the thing. You can put a pig in a dress. It's still a pig. You know, he can say, I get them from the best suppliers in Indiana. But the USDA is the one who inspects these puppy mills. There's only like 7 inspectors, okay? So they're inspecting your steak coming from Safeway, not the puppy mills. But the last one they went to in Iowa got 52 violations. I mean, these places are sick. You know, they're... cages stacked on top of cages.
So in the end, this is still a... are they preying on people who just aren't savvy internet-wise? Is that how a Petland exists? Or is it... because it's a convenience thing, right?
Yes.
You're walking along, you're going to, you know, Forever 21, you're going to Dillard's, whatever, and then all of a sudden, it's just right there.
Right.
I don't have to go to someone's house to look at a dog. I don't have to go on Craigslist.
Right. And we're one of the last states to have pet stores. I mean, there's a few cities that still have pet stores, but we're one of the last states. And
when you say one of the, what happened at the other states?
Well, some of the states have gotten rid of it, but like, so Clark County has gotten rid of pet stores.
What state is Clark County, so people know?
Nevada.
Just want to make sure.
Let's go back to geography. Let's go back to geometry.
Oh, President Biden's back. It's just simple geometry. It's not a bunch of malarkey. No kidding, folks. Sorry.
Oh, the monkey wrench. So, Clark County has outlawed pet stores, but Vegas kept pet stores. So his other store, Petland's other store, is in Vegas.
Gotcha.
And if it has to be in any town, I'm glad it's in Marana because I know that Terry and the gang will keep an eye on him. But it's just, it's bad for everybody. You know, the stuff that they're getting away with. Meanwhile, the shelters are full, the rescues are full, and not of just pit bulls. All kinds of dogs. I mean, I got little Enzo at PAC, and he's a poodle.
Right.
So there's a dog for everybody.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to do another segment, last segment, with Lara Iacobucci Paris, morethanabed.org, and of course, TucsonActionTeam.org.
.com. Wow. He needs a script, Matt.
I've that's true. I've never used one in 15 years. People have asked me to use a script. There's still some folks on the radio I've heard that use a script. I don't know who they are. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news. Ed Ackerley has 27 people in the green room. It's like, I don't know what's going on out there, but some sort of Ackerley party at Jumpin'. Better bring out the bug juice. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 of the voice.
Whoa, yeah.
Little Dave Clark 5. Come Home. Perfect ending to an Alan Michaels playlist today.
I love Alan Michaels. He's at the Children's Advocacy Center. And Alan Michaels, if you're listening, we still need a lunch date.
It's true. It's very, very true. So remember, three great things you can go to make your life better. She's having her Tucson Action Team dog party at Corbett's.
On the 6th
and 7th on Saturday the 13th at 5 o'clock.
4:30.
Or 4:30, sir. 4:30.
Yes.
And can you bring your dog to that?
Absolutely.
Just making sure.
Absolutely.
And make sure they're on a leash. All you people who say, oh, they're so wonderful as they're mauling a 3-year-old at the park. They're great off the leash. Fluffy's wonderful. Wonderful. So anyway, that's Saturday afternoon on the 13th at Corbett's on 6th and 7th.
Right.
Off of historic 4th Avenue, as we like to say.
Yes.
And they have pickleball courts.
Yes.
And then you have a pickleball tournament coming up in October.
October 5th, BNI and I are doing a pickle fest, and it's going to be at 4:30, and it's to support More Than a Bed. And then the third thing is if you bring any toy worth $5 or more down to main event the entire month of July.
Free haircut?
No.
Oh, my
better.
Goodness. Oh.
An hour of free play.
Love it.
I love that too. I think I'm going to go down there and bring a toy and have an hour of free play. I was there on Friday night. You can go from the bar to the bowling alley to the laser tag. Back to the bar.
Ooh, drunk laser tag. I like that.
Uh-huh. That's right. That's right.
And then remember, Games and Gadgets Trivia Night, Wake Up Tucson Happy Hours on the 17th at 5:30. And then our amazing fundraiser for Southern Arizona Honor Flight Saturday night, August 17th.
What a great summer of helping the community.
Oh, you know, it's like, oh, it's so hot. We're going to sit inside and stream some crap.
You know,
you and I are providing amazing things here to go do something.
And that honor flight is amazing. We have a volunteer with us, Jim, who is such a great dog advocate. But he was in Vietnam, and he got to go on this honor flight.
Oh, lovely.
And it was like a life changer for him. So it's amazing. I'm all in on this.
Love it. Thanks for all your help with all of this. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Back to the dog wars real quick.
Okay.
So one of the things I like about Tucson Action Team is, first of all, you're taking on the legislation side. If you can help kill the predatory lending, you could reduce the amount of deals getting done in relation to broken dogs.
Right.
You know, coming from horrible things to people who are going to overpay like you at 134% interest.
Right.
On a dog.
Right. Because here's the thing. You don't realize it because nobody's reading the paperwork. I mean, when you tell people just sign here, what do? They just sign there.
They just see the payment.
Exactly. They see the $30.
You can handle $30 a month for Poopy the dog.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Easy. You're paying that for the next 574 months.
Right. So we're looking at all these different things. But it's a big fight. And so it's taking on a lot of people who have a lot of lobbyists and a lot of lawyers.
Are there any other goods and or services that someone gets away with charging 133% interest on in America right now?
I've also heard it's funeral homes and mechanics. I don't know.
Gotcha.
I don't know. I'm not that well informed. That's above my pay grade.
The other thing I like about what you guys are doing is education of the children.
Right. We go into schools and we educate.
Turn your mic a little bit because I can't get the full power of Yakabuchi.
There you go.
There we go.
So we go into schools and educate.
I'll lower my volume now because now my head
really
hurts. Yeah, it was so loud.
That's what my mom says all the time. She's like, I have to turn the volume down on my phone because you're so loud. George tells me China can hear you. So, there's... See, a monkey wrench. Now I can't even remember what I was talking about.
We're educating the children about dog ownership.
Right. So we go into schools and educate, and we also offer the community resources. So if they don't know where to go to get affordable vaccines or affordable spay and neuter, or if they can't afford spay and neuter, will assist them.
So what's the so when you're going in to see the children, mm-hmm. what do we teach in the children?
So we go in and says, who has a dog? Oh, I have a dog. I have a cat, whatever. And we tell them, don't put your hands by the dog's mouth. Don't try to touch his food bowl. Don't pull his tail. Don't sit on him. And then we give them stickers, and then we let them pet a therapy dog and show them how to handle a dog.
How old are we
dog.
Talking here?
We've been doing second grade and third grade right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so very easy, very basic. And when I talk to the superintendent, he says, start in Laguna. So we've started at Laguna School.
Where's that at?
And that's on Camino de la Tierra. And it's just, and when I was there, I ran into a lot of foster children also. So I was doing two
Your
things at one
time. Your worlds were crossing over.
They really are. Because, you know, we need to all take accountability for our animals and our children and our community. And that's what I'm trying to do.
So the your dog action team really is, in the end, showing the way. Because in the end, I keep saying faith, family, schools.
Yes.
In relation to the big picture, right?
Yes.
But you have to start early, and we may not be alive to see the real changes, or
right.
But that's how you're going to do it, right? You have to change the attitudes and the minds when they're younger.
Right. And that's what I loved about More Than a Bed. It was a faith-based organization that congratulates kids for graduating high school.
Yep.
I mean, these kids are really in dire straits. These families are in dire straits, and no one seems to see that people need help and they need resources.
Well, you're constantly busy with all this stuff, and your heart's in both of them hugely.
Yes.
So keep up the good work, girl.
Thank you. I'm always somewhere. Tonight, I'll be at the BNI Bowl-a-thon, and we're having it at Lucky Strike, and it's for like about 10 different nonprofits. So it's Greater Tucson Leadership and all. Hey, I'm an alumni of Greater Tucson Leadership.
Yeah, there's other things. They're wasting everyone's time over there.
I got so much out of it.
So this will be our next monkey wrench, huge monkey wrench.
Monkey wrench.
Just keep going.
So anyway, okay, and I can't say the cat place because you don't like cats.
Cats
either.
Are better than GTL.
We're going to arm wrestle after this. Bring out the mat. Again,
the problem with GTL is there's very little reality on the problems that are facing the city. They keep talking to the same people who keep making the problems, who keep telling these younger folks especially, who are just ignorant and oblivious. That's why, again, when I always tell people, like with Yenser and those folks, if I'm wake up Tucson, they're go to back to sleep Tucson. So that's what they should call GTL, Go Back to Sleep Leadership Council.
Okay. Let's agree to disagree on
it. I'm just telling you.
I know.
How many game changers are coming out of GTL?
Me?
That's true.
There you go. Okay. I'm a change agent, my friend.
You are a change agent. I agree.
And I'm going to hold people accountable to do the right thing. Because you know what? When my grandparents came here in the 50s, they picked Tucson for the reason that we were a great community, and I want us to be a great community.
I love that you've said that when you go to GTL meetings, you catch crap because you and I are friends.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's the best.
I mean, a lot of people don't like you, Chris.
That's
but
good.
I
monkey
I mean,
wrench.
Well, yeah. But here's the thing. I like everybody. I really do. You know, I think everybody can bring something to the table.
All right. This is the last email for the day.
Okay.
This is from our friend Bev up in Catalina.
Uh-huh.
Love this guest, Laura. Please have her on regularly.
Amen.
See that? You better get your phone out and get your calendar ready.
No arguments from the control room on that one.
Shut up, Matt. No, I'm just kidding.
See, he's even mean to the staff.
Awesome hanging out with you today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
All right, that's Laura Iacobucci Paris. Ed's coming up with wake up, jump in Tucson. I'm jump on Tucson. Sorry, jump in Tucson. DeFilippo and Lori Oyen talking about Normandy on Monday.